With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Schools and government offices on the Blackfeet Reservation were closed again today after another bout of winds buffeted the reservation, leaving roadways impassable, buried under snowdrifts. Nikki Willette reports.
The reservation remains under a state of emergency, and an incident command team is coordinating with the state of Montana, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and other state, tribal, and non-government groups. The incident command team has asked people to obey road closures and give snow clearing crews space to work. Reverend Calvin Hill of the Blackfeet United Methodist Parish in Browning says a handful of stranded travelers have been staying at the church, which opened an emergency shelter with the American Red Cross last week.
We also are doing daily feeds, breakfast if people need it, dinner if people need it, and lunch if people need it. And then with the first responders, we've got that meal box that we send out with the first responders. And as much firewood as the first responders can take with them, they take that also.
Many homes on the reservation rely on wood-burning stoves, and firewood is in demand. Some residents in Hart Butte were without water for a few hours today after a fire hydrant started leaking. People across the reservation are relying on Facebook for updates about road openings and closures, when resources are available, and to hear from tribal authorities under the username BlackfeetNation/Blackfeet Tribal Business Council. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the Rocky Mountain front through midnight. Wind gusts of 55 miles per hour could cause whiteout conditions. Significant drifting and an additional 2 to 6 inches of snow are expected. The United Methodist Church, Tribal Fish and Game, and Nourish the Flathead, a nonprofit organization based in the valley, are accepting donations of food, firewood, supplies, cash, or volunteer time. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.